Chances are you've heard someone say, "You're a real trooper." It's meant as a compliment, but sometimes it doesn't feel like one because what they're really praising you for is putting up with something that they unfairly dumped on you. As in, "You're such a trooper for staying late at the office tonight to do all my work. Well, good night." I don't see the expression "you're a trooper" in print much, but when I do, I always notice the spelling. Some people spell it T-R-O-O-P-E-R. Others spell it T-R-O-U-P-E-R. So, which one then is right? Usually, after posing a question like that, I would go on to say how language isn't really about right and wrong, and then I'd demonstrate how the experts disagree on matters like this. Except in this case, they're unusually rigid. The reference guides I rely on agree that, in the sense of "you're quite a trooper," trooper should be spelled with a U. T-R-O-U-P-E-R. Here's Webster's New World College Dictionary. Trooper, T-R-O-U-P-E-R. 1. A member of a troop, T-R-O-U-P-E. 2. An experienced, dependable actor. 3. Informal, a person who is steady, dedicated, dependable, etc., especially during trying times. There's no note under that listing saying that it's sometimes spelled with an O in place of a U, or any other indication that the O-O spelling is okay. If you look at the list under its O-O spelling, T-R-O-O-P-E-R, Webster's does include in the fine print a note that the O-O spelling can be used to mean the O-U spelling in "you're quite a trooper," but they really seem to be downplaying this possibility. Mainly, though, according to this dictionary, a T-R-O-O-P-E-R means an enlisted soldier, a cavalry horse, a mounted police officer, or, in the U.S., a state police officer. Even the usually permissive Merriam-Webster's Dictionary of English Usage strongly emphasizes that the O-U spelling is the correct choice to describe someone putting up with something difficult. Both the O-U spelling and the O-O spelling sprouted from the same origins, so it's not surprising that these two words' meanings are so similar. They both derived from Middle French troupe, T-R-O-U-P-E, meaning a company or a herd. And, obviously, both forms of trooper have their corresponding root words, troop, T-R-O-U-P-E, which refers to a group of actors, and troop, with two O's, which means a group of people, or especially soldiers. It's also interesting to note that when you're using the word troop in the plural, it can refer to individual soldiers, as in, the government is deploying 10,000 troops. As for trooper, T-R-O-U-P-E-R, what's most interesting is that the reference books may be out of sync with common usage. When I do a Google search for the term, "you're a real trooper," I get 434,000 hits with the supposedly incorrect O-O spelling, but only a little more than 10,000 hits with the supposedly correct O-U spelling. And, because usage is what all our language guides are based on anyway, I wouldn't be surprised to see the rules loosen on this in the coming years. But for now, if you want to play it safe, use the O-U spelling for anyone you think is like a member of an acting troupe committed to the words, "the show must go on."